when you're dealing with any SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19 virus, it's a problem. When you're dealing with one that spreads so rapidly and you are unvaccinated, the virus is going to find you.
That was St. Anthony. St. Anthony of Bethesda. He's Bethesda, right? Yeah, more or less. St. Anthony, he wants to have a Fox News host fired because, you know, he suggested people should ambush him with their iPhones and ask him tough questions that the media won't. So everybody's turning into a little tin pot fascist here in America. Well, you know, the people on the left. Crazy man, crazy. Well, happy Wednesday to you on this Christmas week. I hope you have excellent plans. We are naturally at 888-630-9625. Our telephone number, absolutely toll-free to you, our valued listeners. And, boy, we got a cup full of crazy for you today. I was leafing through my Washington Post today. You know, I talked about a story the other day. And D.C., Washington, D.C., at a D.C. elementary school, they had the kids put on a play about the Holocaust. The head librarian did. And they had the kids playing Nazis and digging mass graves and killing the Jews. And then they had a Jewish kid playing Hitler, and he had to commit suicide at the end. And I was going through my Washington Post today, and they had a little bit of an update. It's buried. It's literally right across from the obituaries. See this? It's in the B section, not in the A section, because, you know, they're Democrats. And you got the weather over here and the obituaries here. And then at the bottom of page, what is it, B6, the bottom of page B6, they have the headline, "Librarian Embroiled in Controversy Was Convicted of Fraud Charge in New Jersey. Elementary school staffer instructed third graders to reenact Holocaust scenes." Because it's Christmas time. And she explained at the time, the Washington Post won't get into this, but she explained at the time that she's doing it because the Jews killed Jesus. This is what she said. You know, and we had old Trayon White, a D.C. city council member named Trayon White. What was it, just last winter? He was driving along in his car, and he decided to make a video of himself with his phone while driving in a bit of snow, in Washington. And he blamed, you remember this? Yeah, because this is a Washington, D.C. city council member, Trayon White. He's a Democrat, naturally. And he explained that the Jews and the Rothschilds control the weather. They make it snow. It's part of a diabolical plot to take over cities.
Man, it just started snowing out of nowhere this morning, man.
Out of nowhere. It's December.
Y'all better pay attention to this climate control, man. Climate manipulation. And D.C. keep talking about we're a resilient city. And that's a model based off the Rothschilds controlling the climate to create natural disasters they can pay for to own the cities, man. Be careful.
That's right. You got to be careful because, you know, they're going to control the cities, the Rothschilds and, you know, European banking family. And long since moved on. And that's he's in good state. After that, he became famous. Remember, they invited him to the Holocaust Museum. And he went there for a few minutes, and then he wandered off and just left in the middle of the tour he was being given. They found him outside making cell phone calls. And that's when you're a Democrat, this is not a problem. It's an amazing world because, you know, the media, need I say more, pretty amazing. Well, I have a better update than the one that the Washington Post buried across from the obituaries at the bottom of a page looking at the obituaries, and the end of the weather is on the next page because they really didn't want to talk about it. But the Washington Free Beacon has a real story on it, and their headline is better, too. D.C. librarian who made children reenact Holocaust is failed Democrat candidate, convicted fraudster, and animal abuser. Now, animal abusers, that's one of the hallmarks of being a serial killer, just by the way, and that's an animal abuser. Kimberly Jerkowski defrauded New Jersey of $24,000, abused dogs. She's like the Michael Vick of the educational system. And Matthew Foldy has the story The appropriate story at the Washington Free Beacon, the Washington Post, they just cover stuff up. They don't cover the news. They uncover it. You know how that goes. It's just uncovering the news. The Washington, D.C. public school librarian who made third graders reenact graphic scenes from the Holocaust is a Democrat who claims she ran for office in New Jersey, where she was convicted of defrauding the state through a tutoring scam and charged with several counts of animal abuse. You know, nothing but the best for our kids in Washington, D.C. It's our nation's capital, after all. So she and her favorite football player is Michael Vick. She, Kimberly Jerkowski was placed on leave this week after parents complained to Watkins Elementary School that she made students role play the Holocaust, assign students to be Jews, and pretend to die in gas chambers and dig mass graves, according to the Washington Post. One student was assigned to be Adolf Hitler. That student was Jewish, who carried out the Holocaust. Jerkowski told the students, quote, because the Jews ruined Christmas, end quote. She also said that the Jews killed Jesus and, you know, and they ruined Christmas. Maybe she really loves Christmas. She loves Christmas a lot. The Washington Free Beacon investigation found that Jerkowski was hired by D.C. public schools after a scandalous tenure as a librarian in New Jersey, where she ran in 2010 for a local school board. See, this is the kind of people, this is the problem. You know, while normal people were not paying attention, these are the people that were taking over school boards across the country. Pretty amazing stuff. Ran for school board as a Democrat, according to an image posted on her Twitter account. There is no record of Jerkowski serving on the school board for Hamilton Township in Atlantic County, where she said she ran for office. There is a record, however, in New Jersey catching Jerkowski bilking taxpayers out of approximately $24,000 through a program designed to help the children of the state's educators, the kids of teachers and so on. Hamilton Township District paid Jerkowski's two children to receive tutoring, but she continued to bill the district for reimbursements once the tutoring stopped. She was convicted in court of fraud and forced to forfeit her librarian job. That's when D.C. said, hey, look at this one. I like the cut of her jib. And they brought her in to teach the kids. Jerkowski's legal problems continued in 2019. This is about a year and a half ago, when she faced four charges of animal cruelty for leaving her dogs out in the cold. Out in the cold. Leave them out in the winter. You know, yo, let us in. Let us in. No, no. According to coverage at the time from the Pet Rescue Report, Jerkowski left five dogs behind to survive in frigid temperatures in a dilapidated environment. Body camera footage, presumably from the police, officers called to the site show the entire property was completely run down with dogs in pens. It's like Joe Biden's border operation. Like this is what they do with kids at the border, too. And they hose them down with fire hoses like the Democrats did in the old days, you know. Dogs in pens with sheets of plywood leaning against a fence to act as a shelter.
You know?
One of the dogs, Hillary Clinton does that, too. One of the dogs, an older Rottweiler named Poseidon, could barely walk and was found dead and the frozen solid to the ground in one of the pens. Wow. The dog's death prompted animal rights activists to launch a #JusticeForPoseidon campaign. The principal at Watkins Elementary School, which hired her to reenact the Holocaust with the kids, have them dig mass graves and kill the Jews because they ruined Christmas and killed Jesus. And then the Jewish kid played Hitler and she had him commit suicide at the end. Who played Eva Braun? I'm curious. Do they get awards for this? Because this is education when the Democrats take over. They hire this woman to do this stuff. And then they find out about it. And they're like, oh, yeah, whatever, you know, keep eating a sandwich. Say, okay, you're suspended. Wink, wink, you know, you'll be back in a week. This is it. And then we got this D.C. City Council member, Trayon White, with his whole, you know, the Rothschilds controlling the weather thing. This is Democrat land. By the way, we surpassed 200 homicides about a month ago now. The Washington Post just stopped talking about it after that because they think this might not be good for Democrats in the midterm elections next year. So they just stopped talking about this stuff. The crime waves in Philadelphia and Chicago and San Francisco and Los Angeles, the looting, the organized mob violence, the crime, they just stopped talking about it. Yes, sir. Yeah, and by the way, as the Washington Free Beacon correctly points out, Watkins Elementary School is located just outside a city ward represented by a Democratic lawmaker, Trayon White, who claimed that Jews control the weather. See? That's the audio we just played for you there. So that's a very interesting and informative piece by the excellent journalists at the Washington Free Beacon and Matthew Foldy in this particular case. There it is. So I was also looking at the terror of weather because, the Democrats, they want us to be terrified of the weather and the climate because it's getting really bad. It's terrible. It's getting warmer. Most people like warmer. Just by the way, oh no, I thought Barack Obama was going to slow the rise of the oceans. The oceans are going to rise. That means Barack Obama's multi-million-dollar estate on the island of Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts might be in danger. He doesn't seem too worried about it though, because he paid like $14 million for that one. He got a bargain. I think they knocked about $2 million off of the asking price. But I was looking at because my friend Mark and I were talking about the weather and how there's just, they're not happy unless they're not happy. And if it's cold, it's climate change. And if it's warm, it's global warming. And if it's hot in the summer, they're shocked. And if it's cold in the winter, they're equally shocked. Then if it's warm in the winter, they're doubly shocked because, again, they're not happy unless they're not happy. And the weather terrifies them. They're not very smart people. I went looking for some headlines on this, and I found a headline in the Washington Post, a recent headline, "Winter Heat Wave Sets December Records in 4 U.S. States, December records." But if you look at the date, it's December 2nd of 2021. So I guess December 1st was the record they're talking about. And then I kept going. December 10th, the Washington of 2021, this month, right? Weeks ago. And the headline is, "Record Warmth Surging Through Lower 48 States in Two Waves." In two waves. I'm like, will nothing make you people happy? From January 15th of 2021, nearly a year ago, eighth warmest December on record. This is, and they're very upset. Eighth warmest December on record. But wait a minute. Doesn't that mean that we are going to have to spend less money on heating oil and on natural gas, and we're going to burn less coal to heat all of the many hundreds of millions of homes in the Northern Hemisphere, and that we will be emitting fewer pollutants, less CO2, which, of course, are causing global warming and climate change. And so shouldn't warm Decembers be welcome news because we'll be polluting less? You see, normally we have to mine coal, tap into natural gas sources, and get heating oil. And we have to transport it and get it to people, and then people have to pay for it, and then we burn through it, and these are emissions, and that's bad for the environment, right? So shouldn't warmer Decembers be good news for the environment? And the answer is, there is no good news. They don't see anything as good news. Nothing is good news because misery loves company, and they are misery incarnate. They're not happy unless they're not happy. And nothing will make them happy. Nothing. All right? Warmest December should be happy news. You're going to spend less on heating. We've barely used our heating at all so far this year. Our building is kind of naturally warm. But we've barely used any to warm our place. And I marvel that they can't find a silver lining in everything. The old mantra for them is, every silver lining has a cloud. There is no happiness for them, and they should not be allowed to lead anyone anywhere. And then there's the D.C. school system and the D.C. City Council. But there you have it. You vote for Democrats, you get what you vote for.
The good news is the bad news.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Hey, it's Chris Plant inviting you to join me and other listeners for our August 22 Alaskan Sea Cruise. It's an all-inclusive trip of a lifetime with yours truly. Join me and meet new friends. Get all the details at chrisplantcruise.com. That's chrisplantcruise.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated.
Now, we were just wondering aloud here whether Xi Jinping is in China is warning the Chinese people about a winter of severe illness and death. Chris, I guess every winter in China is a winter of severe illness and death. They got the slave labor camps, and we're having the Olympics there. You know, forced labor, they harvest the organs of the people that they execute, and they trade with them on the market, and they often execute them just to get the organs. Yeah, but in D.C., I marvel at this. This woman was convicted of two crimes in New Jersey, an animal cruelty, and her Rottweiler left to freeze and die outside. And asked whether they were aware of this, D.C. public school officials said, well, I don't know. I don't have to answer that question. And the Washington Post couldn't bury the story more. All right, let's go to the phones, Michael. Let's go to Jerry calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. Geraldo, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
¿Qué pasó?
Hey, Jerry, what do you say?
First, a quick note. I was listening to reruns of your show over the weekend that I missed, which are better than anything else that's on the radio on the weekend. So, and I have not stopped laughing about your lickety-split comment and who you credited with it.
As Chaz Bono might say. Sure, Chaz Bono loves she loves the phrase lickety-split. You bet.
Right. They had me laughing. So I've had this ongoing thing going on with NASA about global warming because they had some article. So I wrote them sent them an email questioning why we've had 5 ice ages before any record of man and what makes you think that global warming is attributed to man. So they came back and they talked about the, and I don't know if I'm saying it right, the Milankovitch cycles. Essentially, that's the period between ice ages.
Right.
And they were talking about that, how they could tell by the CO2. And I actually asked them questions, isn't it better, you know, based off of what they're saying, we'll use less fuels and stuff. But what they told me in the end of their article was that we were in the middle of one of those periods heading back towards the ice age. So then I asked them, well, isn't that a good thing, global warming, then? Because we're preventing an ice age, and if we keep the CO2s and we keep it warmer, if we're heading that way towards an ice age, isn't that a positive and not a negative? So far, it's been 2 weeks and they haven't responded.
Well, that is I'm amazed that they responded to you. And, you know, in the 1970s, we've talked about this, they were warning us about the coming ice age and the armadillos were heading south, and that was proof positive and all that stuff. And isn't warmer better, you know, more agricultural land and so on?
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yes, the old Milankovitch cycles. It would seem pretty obvious that, well, first of all, that the planet has gone through cycles of ice ages. And I grew up largely along the shores of Lake Michigan, the north shore of Chicago, Illinois. And Lake Michigan and the other Great Lakes were, of course, carved out those big dents in the earth are there because there were glaciers there That means giant blocks of ice that were miles thick and crushed the earth beneath them. And then the ice melted. So that should be a clue. That should be a clue right there. And according to the National Geographic people, the planet Earth has, for the vast majority, more than 90% of the planet's existence, been effectively or essentially without ice caps. That the ice caps, north and south poles, shrunk to the size of hockey rinks. I'm embellishing only slightly. But we haven't had major ice caps for most of the history of the planet. And it seemed to be okay. You know, that's where we came out of the primordial ooze, according to the Democrats and all that. So warmer, you know, Canada, a lot of the area of Canada and of Russia, you can't use the land to grow crops or to graze livestock. Of course, Democrats don't want to do either one of those things these days. The left don't want to do either one of those things, raise animals for food because, you know, they eat it. They just they think they have a moral objection to that and then send a check to Planned Parenthood. And being able to grow crops to feed the ever-increasing population of the planet, that would be a good thing. To make food abundant and inexpensive requires land to grow crops. And, you know, if you're carnivorous like I am, I'm omnivorous, really. I'll you know, eat all your food groups. It is that requires land where animals can graze and be happy, you know, until we make delicious steaks and cheeseburgers out of them and things like that. Lamb chops. You know, Christmas is coming. Speaking of which, the Washington Post was excited to announce today, U.S. population growth hits record low, comma, slowed by pandemic. Everything is caused by the pandemic. You know, the weather is caused by the pandemic. Everything is caused by the pandemic because that's their answer to everything. If the Chinese communists hadn't been playing with biological warfare agents and the Wuhan Institute for Virology, and if the U.S. taxpayer hadn't been helping them, and I helped. The Washington Post reports today the United States population grew by just 0.1% in the past year, 0.1%, the lowest rate since the nation's founding, according to estimates released Tuesday by the Census Bureau, a slowdown in which the coronavirus pandemic had a major role. Why, everybody's locked up at home. You'd think there'd be a little more of that. You know, when there are blackouts and things like, you know, the New York City blackout in 1965 or whatever it was, they said there was a baby boom that resulted because people were locked down for like 2 days. Now we have people locked down for a year and a half, and there's less of that going on. Communism. Communism kills. Communism kills everything. The country's population increased by 392,665 people in the year ending on July 1st. They don't end it in January. They ended on July 1st, 2021, because they're the government. So, you know, their calendar starts at various points in the year. You know, the fiscal year starts in October, and now apparently the repopulation year starts July 1st. Some of the reduced rate of growth can be attributed to decreasing immigration. I guess they haven't been following the news out of the border. They get their news from MSNBC at the Washington Post, so they don't know about any of that stuff. We've had like 1.7 million people come across the southern border illegally in the last year and a half. The last year, actually. That's, again, not calendar year, the last 12 months. Reduced fertility and an aging population. Trends underway before the pandemic. See, the left would like this because, first of all, they don't like people. And they would like fewer people. You know, in China, they had that one child policy forever where if you had a, you know, you want to have one child, you want it to be a boy, a masculine child, all that stuff. And if you had a second child and it was a girl, they would drown it in a bucket, like Governor Ralph Northam.
Your policy has been one, which I fully understand, I'm not second guessing, of one child per family.
That's right. That's Joe Biden. Approving of China's one-child policy where they drown all the girls in buckets because, you know, I got to tell you, there are people on the left who say, well, I can't believe you're saying those things. They're all true. This is the problem that we have is that they don't like the truth. They like the lie. The lie is much more comfortable, isn't it? Like slave labor in China, and we're having the Olympics there. And they've since ended the one-child policy because I think now they have a two-child policy, so you only drown your third child. And that's how that goes. But it is, it's pretty amazing. We've got the slave labor, and, you know, like LeBron James is fine making money off of slaves in China. He's really upset about things that happened centuries ago, though. Very upset about history. He should look into the 20th century. That was a lot of interesting stuff in the 20th century. He should just, you know, I was going to say read the papers now, but the papers don't really have this stuff in it. Yeah, so we have the slowest population growth in the United States in recorded history since the nation's founding. And, you know, more room for you and more room for me. Let's drop the big one. See what happens. A little Randy Newman song. Randy Newman song. But they don't like people. They want fewer people. Less traffic. Easier to park. You know, kill them all. Let God sort them out kind of approach. Amazing stuff, isn't it? Speaking of which, it's not really speaking of which, swimming world editor says transgender swimmer at the University of Pennsylvania that the trans swimmer's advantage is the same as doping. Same as doping. You know, athletes are not allowed to dope because, you know, performance-enhancing drugs and all that stuff. The editor-in-chief of one of the most highly read swimming magazines, what kind of a category is that? One of the most highly read swimming magazines has got a readership kind of similar to the side of a bus in Manhattan, but never mind that. One of the most highly read swimming magazines said the University of Pennsylvania transgender swimmer who recently broke records in a women's competition has the same advantages that doping provides other athletes. The newest predicament facing the sport is not one of rampant doping, but a complex scenario with an outcome that could be as damning. Yes, we're discussing the Leah Thomas saga again. It's a debate not soon to go away, and with each passing day toward the NCAA championships in March, the potential of Thomas's racing for a Division I crown, interesting crown, you know, it's a, you get a crown, becomes a more pressing issue, said John Lahn. His name is John Lahn, L-O-H-N, chief of Swimming World. That's the magazine, wrote in an op-ed published in the magazine and earlier this week. And just, you know, it's kind of remarkable. But now, see, John Lahn will become the villain of the story, right? John Lahn will become the bad guy because he stated the obvious. And the obvious has been banned by the left. We're living through something of a, it's a 21st century reign of terror. And the left is inflicting this reign of terror. No, don't say that the governor of Virginia wore a Klan outfit because somebody might be offended. Don't say the Chinese use forced labor, which is, you know, a softened version of slave labor. And don't say slave labor because somebody might be offended. And it's always the left. Have you noticed this that is offended? Never conservatives, because conservatives have been maligned and smeared and slandered and slimed for so long we're kind of used to it. Now, the Leah Thompson, you know, recently dominated a women's competition at the Zippy International. Hey, Zippy! The Zippy International at the University of Akron, including the 500-yard freestyle preliminaries and finals, she, meaning he, earned a winning time of 4 minutes, 34 seconds, and 0.06 seconds in the finals, which was an Ivy League record, also set a new program meet and pool record in the 1,650-yard freestyle, finishing more than 38 seconds ahead of the second-place contender. Being an athletic lass, she, meaning he, got out of the pool, took a shower, got dressed, was in her, meaning his, car on the way home before the second-place swimmer arrived at the finish line there. This is today's Democrat Party. See what I'm saying? And they're, you know, they're undoing the Lee Monument time capsule. Well, they have the Democrat mayor in the Klan outfit showing up. going to find a picture of himself in there, like The Shining. And the librarian behind the Holocaust reenactment in Washington, D.C., is a convicted dog killer, dog abuser, animal abuser, convicted of defrauding the state of New Jersey, and it just goes on and on. And then hired by the District of Columbia to teach children and reenact the former Democrat candidate for a school board, because, you know, we need to spread this kind of crazy. That's what we got going on.
Springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Ba-ba-ba-da.
Winter for Poland and France.
Well, at least it does sound like a pretty good production. They got some talented kids in this school. Man, they're only 8-year-olds, too. And then they had a piece about the American news media in the recreation of the Holocaust, because Joseph Goebbels was their propaganda minister. Now, you know, the entire American news media is kind of the same thing.
Oh, babe.
Hey, baby. What's happening?
I just laid the morning propaganda broadcast on the people.
You're putting me on. What did they say?
I told the people we invaded England.
Hey, that's a groove, Daddy. How did we come out?
We beat them, baby.
Ruben.
That's
my little Joe. I love my little Joe.
That's my little Joe. See, that's what we get. That's what we get today from our. No, oh, you're a bigot if you don't think Leah Thomas should dominate women swimming. Leah Thomas has male genitalia, and every fiber of Leah Thomas's being is encoded with chromosomes that would suggest, if you believe in science and everything. You know, the XY chromosome versus the XX chromosome. We figured this out long ago. Western civilization is a miracle. It's a miracle, I tell you. Speaking of China and the communists and propaganda and brainwashing, the Reuters news agency has the story, Harvard professor lied about China ties, U.S. jury told, as trial nears end. The trial is nearing end. They're not covering it, though, because it's not like Kyle Rittenhouse's trial or anything like that. It's just a wire story. You know, there's not like ABC News and CNN are all over it. There are no cameras in the courtroom watching this one. A Harvard University professor was convicted on Tuesday of U.S. charges. They try to be an international organization, the Reuters news agency, that he lied about his ties to a China-run recruitment program in a closely watched case or not, stemming from a crackdown, there's that word again, crackdown, on Chinese influence within U.S. research. A federal jury in Boston found Charles Lieber, left-wing lunatic and Harvard professor, a renowned nanoscientist and the former chairman of Harvard's chemistry department, guilty of making false statements to authorities, filing false tax returns. That'll get you every time. That's what got Al Capone. And failing to report a Chinese bank account. You know, that's like the Biden family, like Hunter Biden and Joe Biden is big guy and all of that, Tony Bobulinski. Prosecutors allege that Lieber, in his quest for a Nobel Prize, he'll get it, in 2011 agreed to become a strategic scientist, listen to this, at Wuhan University of Technology in China, and through it participated in a Chinese recruitment drive called the Thousand Talents Program. You know, each march of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. That's Chairman Mao. They've got the thousand-year program, and they like that term, thousand. Prosecutors say China used that program to recruit foreign researchers to share their knowledge with the country. That's communist China. Participation is not a crime, but prosecutors contend Lieber, 62, lied to authorities inquiring about his involvement. Now, also, you know, there was another Harvard professor a couple of years ago that was found passing classified information to the Chinese communists and all that good stuff. But, you know, Harvard, communist China, lying under oath, cheating on your taxes, Chinese bank account. Sounds a lot like the Biden family, really, doesn't it? Kind of amazing. Harvard University scientists paid over $200,000 by China, raising technological theft concerns. It's a major national security issue. And, of course, they know that Ivy League institutions where people like Obama went to school are a hotbed of potential for them. And that's why they recruit them and line their pockets. And then they work for the commies because, you know, and Wuhan. I wonder if the university in Wuhan has anything to do with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Gee, what are the odds?
Oh, sure. He went to Harvard.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
I would like to note that we haven't actually gotten to most of the stuff we wanted to get to when we started out today. We just started going, and sometimes you never know where it's going to take you. Let's go to the telephones right now, though. Let's go to Mark calling from the tiny state of Connecticut. Mark, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey.
Hey, Mark.
Chris Plant, colon, you are... No, actually, just be a comma. Chris Plant, comma, you are terrific.
Why, thank you. Colon, they love their colons, though. They do.
No. They do. They do. I love my... Well, never mind. I called to talk about a couple of things. One is, I don't know if you were Leonard Maltin again this Christmas, but I'm one of the producers of a movie called Charlie's Christmas Wish, which is about a 4-pound Maltese Terrier who inspires her veteran owner to build homes for homeless veterans in time for Christmas, and it's available for free on Tubi. And available for sale and rental on Apple and Amazon, et cetera.
All right. Excellent.
One. Two is I really, I called also to talk about Joe Palca. I had a segment a couple of weeks ago where you had the Woo Flu and talked about nicknames for the president. And I seconded the notion that he should only be referred to as the big guy because it can't be forgotten that he has a long history of selling his public office for private gain for him and his family.
Now, that's of course, a reference to Tony Bobulinski, who was a CEO of one of the many Biden corporations. This one, a China-linked corporation, Tony Bobulinski, CEO. Hunter Biden traveled on Air Force Two with then-Vice President Joe Biden, where business meetings were had and business arrangements were made between Hunter Biden and Chinese business interests. And the emails on the laptop that the news media continues to bury, and I guess the FBI is allegedly investigating, like they're investigating global warming or something. And Tony Bobulinski said in the emails, big guy is Joe Biden, and he gets a 10% cut of the Chinese business. That's what you're referring to.
It is indeed, but that's not why I called.
Uh-oh.
What I called to complain about was something that happened from our friends at People Magazine, who had a story that headline is, Chicago mom who is active in community causes is killed. Suspect is off-duty police officer. Now, I believe that story to be true, but when you read the story and you come down, it shows the picture of a young, vivacious-looking woman with a infant and a toddler on her lap. And when you read the story, you find out that the off-duty police officer is the father of one of the children.
Oh, there you go. But they seized the moment to demonize the cop. So it's a personal family situation, which tragically happens more often than anyone would like. But People Magazine decided to tag him as a cop because that's what they do.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.